The proposed route for Ted Turner Drive is here on Spring Street, between West Peachtree and Whitehall Streets. The plan was put forward by a group called Friends of Ted Turner and City Councilman C.T. Martin. If approved, Ted Turner Drive would run near CNN Center and in front of one of the properties still owned by Turner. Former Atlanta mayor and U.N. ambassador Andrew Young says naming a street in Turner's honor is appropriate.
Almost anything he's tackled, he's been a winner. And to have a street in our city that reminds people of that would be very significant.
Ambassador Young considers Turner a longtime friend and says the media mogul helped make Atlanta into the international city it is today.
He was one of the first people who understood that and decided that this could be the broadcast base from which America could impact and influence the whole world.
So what do locals think about Spring Street? Well, most don't know much about it.
Do you know why it's called Spring Street? What's the history behind it?
As far as spring, was that named after a person?
The answer isn't all that exciting. It was named after an actual spring that used to flow through here. But the Atlanta Downtown Neighborhood Association recently voted against the street renaming. Association President Kyle Kessler met me along the proposed route. He says the biggest problem with renaming streets, it's expensive and confusing.
There's still maps and signs and GPS systems that still shows the old name and still causes confusion for folks when you're giving directions or you're coming in from out of town and needed to know where to go. There's a lot of hardship and costs borne by MARTA, the state GDOT, or private residences or private businesses that have to change their letterhead, change all the other information they provide.
Kessler says he likes Ted Turner personally. He just thinks the city should find another way to honor those who've made great contributions.
Whether it's a park, whether it's a school, a plaza or intersection, you know, pieces of the Beltline, there's all sorts of things that we have out there as public infrastructure that we could choose to honor somebody with.
As a historian, I'm really opposed to this notion of renaming streets because I feel like we're wiping away our history.
Jennifer Dickey is a history professor at Kennesaw State University. She says Atlanta has a long habit of replacing street names.
For instance, what used to be Ivy Street, what's now Peachtree Center Avenue, was named after Harvey Ivy, who was the first settler of European descent in the area. We are always so busy looking forward that we don't do a very good job of preserving our history here.
In recent years, one of the most contentious fights was over whether to rename Harris Street after architect John Portman. Preservationists took the city to court. But in the end, the street name was still changed. Those moves bother residents like Wesley Hood.
Why change? If they've been that way for years, they should just leave them the way they are.
But in an unscientific poll done by me as I walked downtown, most were okay with naming a street after Ted Turner, including Patrick Dunn.
Because Atlanta is known for kind of cleaning the slate, so, I mean, it's expected. Any other city, I would be kind of distraught. I mean, Boston, New York, or something like that. But Atlanta's a, every 40 years, start over again, and, you know, being resurgence and the Phoenix and all. So I see no problems with it, honestly.
The hearing on Ted Turner Drive will start at 9:30 this morning at Atlanta City Hall. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.